Om Shanti. A small group class. Gita Patsala. Yes. Your sister, come here. Come here. Our main subject is to become yogi. Yogi means to enjoy constantly company of God. So it's a great thing. We are many Brahmins now, this million, but out of million, very few think to become a good yogi. Otherwise, what happens? Yoga is such a subject. Baba speaks always that children make intense effort for a week, and after a week, they get bored. Everything is finished. But we have to find out such a way where we can feel interest in yoga exercises, deep interest. So now, I will not only share something in front of you, but we all will do same experience at the same time. Many good things are here. We can enjoy yoga. We can make yoga as a part of our life. Not just sitting yoga, or not just that we have to spare time for good yoga, but we can make it a part of our life, just as drinking water, drinking tea, milk, eating food, bathing, these things are the parts of our life. Similarly, yoga can become the part of our life. So first exercise, which I like very much, you also like very much, in last season, Baba emphasized on this exercise many times. Baba was saying, these are the words of Baba, you are the kings, become king, you are self-sovereign. Just think about the words of Baba. He's not saying that you have to become world sovereign or self-sovereign, but he is saying you are. This is what Baba wants to make us realize, who we are. As our knowledge, we know, soul is the master of this body. Soul is the master of mind, intellect and sanskaras. But we have to bring it into our deep feeling. So first exercise is, I am self-sovereign soul, sitting on the throne, I am a king. For a successful yoga, you know, visualization is most important. Right? Visualization. And visualization is done through clean intellect. So as much as we make our intellect clean, visualization becomes easy. So we have to talk to our mind and intellect. This is my new experience. Just here was the experience of one sister. I share that experience. I learned from there. she was going to appear in the exam. You know, in India, moral educations, PG diploma and PG classes were held. So I asked her just 15 days before that, are you preparing everything? She said, no, I will prepare just a week before. So then week came and she told me that I have prepared one entire book. I want to share it to you. You just listen. And she was speaking. I thought that she is reading book. I asked, are you reading book? No, I am speaking orally. So I asked her, how did you remember so many things? So she shared her experience that 2 days in the morning. What did I do? I practiced, I am self-sovereign. This is my intellect. I am the master of my intellect. I gave order to my intellect. O my divine intellect. The first thought, you are a divine intellect of a yogi. You are divine. Whatever I read now, you please remember that. I gave this direction to my intellect. So intellect has absorbed everything. I can remember everything. She also told that I have given orders to my intellect that when I sit in examination hall, whatever you have remembered, just recollect it. Tell everything to me. Otherwise what happens, you know, we forget everything in examination hall. And it was a beautiful experience. So, since that day, with this experience I learnt that actually mind and intellect are our faculties. We are the master. I am the master of my mind. I can become master. I have forgotten that I am master, but in fact I am master. So since that day, every day I started to remind my intellect and mind, I am your master. You have to follow me. And I found very good result. Do you like this? Very good result. So what did I do? Before listening to the Murali every morning, I talked to my intellect, my divine intellect. Now, I am going to listen to God. Whatever you listen, at the same time, absorb it. Don't forget. Don't wait for tomorrow. Just now, immediately, inculcate it. And I realized for the first day that I could remember many points whole day. Otherwise, I used to forget. But that day, I could remember many points whole day. Just Murali was like a picture in front of me. So our first exercise, I am a powerful, glowing soul, glowing, glow, a big glow within me. Visualize yourself and talk to your mind and intellect. So let us do this practice for 1-2 minutes. Okay. Become a king and sit down on the throne of forehead. I am a shining soul, master of this body. master of mind and intellect. From me, rays of might are spreading in my brain and in my whole body. Talk to your mind. Oh, my mind, I am your master. You become my friend. Become stable now. Don't run here and there. Oh, my divine intellect, accept good things always, reject negative things. You are divine. Intellect of a yogi soul, be friendly to me. Second very good exercise you can do every morning with this sequence. Second, I am in subtle world. We have to visualize, feel that I am beyond the sky, subtle world. White light is there, blissful vibrations are there, and just Bap Dada is coming towards me, giving drashti. He is giving drashti to me. In one murli, Bap Dada was mentioning to teachers, Indian teachers, it was very, I can say, great point. Every morning, receive drashti from Bap Dada in subtle world and give drashti to entire world. Give drashti, because our drashti, our pure drashti, our yog-yukt drashti gives sakas to the world. It's one way of giving sakas, vibrations to the world. Then, so what we have to do? Subtle world, receiving drashti. Then Baba came in front of me. And Baba put his hand on my head, hand of blessings on my head, and from his hand pure energy is going to my mind, to my body, to my brain. Every day we have to experience this. So okay, now again practice. Go in subtle world. Visualize yourself beyond the sky. Bap Dada is standing little distance from me, giving drashti. He in the forehead of Brahma Baba. Shiva Baba is shining. Now give drashti to entire world. Visualize globe in front of you. Give drashti. Now Baba came to me. He put his hand of blessing on my head. Pure energy, very powerful vibrations are spreading in my brain and in my whole body. Baba is reminding us, he started to speak, O soul, you are not ordinary ones, you are a great soul, just accept it. O child, you are Master Almighty. I have given you all of my powers. My all powers are always with you. You are most powerful soul in the world. O soul, you are a victorious jewel. In every kalpa, you got victory over this maya. You are victorious. Now too, victory will come to you. You are world benefactor. You are the master of nature. This entire nature is thirsty for your pure vibrations. You are the destroyer of obstacles. This is my blessing to you. Wherever you go, the obstacles of that place will be destroyed. Accept it. You are Bab Saman. You are angel of purity on the earth. Now Baba is giving drashti. Om Shanti. This way, we can awaken ourselves every day in the morning. It is just self-awakening, because we do forget many things. So every day, just through the mouth of Bap Dada, we have to listen these things every day at least once. Good? You like? So our inner energy which is sleeping will be awakened. Actually, we are very powerful, but we do forget. This is the problem with all Brahmins, that they feel that they are weak in front of Maya. But we have to remind every day to ourselves, just that Baba is speaking to me, O great child, you are more powerful than this Maya, you are more powerful than all problems of life. Problems are nothing but the creation of a weak, negative mind. You are more powerful than everything. So every day, if we remind this way to ourselves, so we will becoming more and more powerful. Third exercise. We will go in soul world and just visualize Almighty. Almighty. In Hindi, one another good word is Gyan Surya. Gyan Surya. Son of knowledge. Actually, it is Son of Might. Almighty. So just we will feel we are there. I am there. For some seconds or for 1, 2, 3 minutes, just as only we are visualizing Almighty. Can you visualize? Just visualize now. In soul world, Almighty. A point source of energy from Him. Colorful rays are spreading out. Om Shanti. One very good exercise of giving sakas to this nature. Now keep it in front of you and you will enjoy it very much. We are the master of nature. If we serve nature, serving nature means giving pure energy to nature. If we serve nature, then nature will protect us during the time of destruction. We must be sure about this. If we serve nature, nature will provide with everything to us at the time of destruction. When people won't get even a glass of water, we will have many buckets of water in our bathroom, in our home. Just see, we should also give thanks to nature. Sometimes we don't realize what nature is giving to us. See, air. If nature stops giving air for a minute only, what will happen? If nature stops to give water for just 15 days, not 15 days or 15 minutes or 1-2 hours, what will happen? So nature is giving everything to us. We should feel obliged to it, give thanks to it. Oh nature, you are like our mother. You have sustained us for so many years. Now is our turn. Just as in India we know, when mother, father get old, so it's the duty of their children to look after them. So now nature has become weak, old, empty, tamopradhan. It's our duty to give pure energy to it. So very interesting, very entertaining method. We have to feel, I am in the sky, among the stars. We can understand there are three main things around us: sky, ether, air and fire. Water also, but we will take three: sky, air and fire. I am the angel of purity. First give this thought to self, and pure vibrations from Baba are coming down to me. First receive pure vibrations for some seconds, then from me they are spreading out and going to entire nature. These three elements, first of all this practice, then from up above we will see water, ocean, blue water, unlimited ocean, and from there we will give pure vibrations to water for some seconds. Then we will make a vision that globe is in front of us, earth, and from me pure vibrations are entering in the earth. Then one another interesting thing, in front of me all stars, planets. You know, in astrology, nine stars are known, are believed, they affect human beings. If one of them give bad energy to a person, he lose everything, bad time comes to him. So we can make them friend. So feel that nine gods, nine planets, nine stars in the form of gods are standing in front of me. I am the angel of purity, their master. And from me pure vibrations go to them, to each one, and they are becoming happy, satisfied. Talk to them, now become my friend. I am your master. I am giving pure energy to you. You become my friend. And all planets, all stars will become cooperative. This is very interesting way of giving sakas to the nature. So just for 2 minutes, go in this deep feeling. I am an angel. I am in the sky, among the stars. I am an angel of purity. From Baba, pure vibrations are coming down to me. Now from me, these pure vibrations are spreading out sky, air and fire. Three elements are receiving them. From there, see the ocean, unlimited water, blue water. From my forehead, pure vibrations are going to water. Now visualize globe in front of you. From me, pure rays are going to this earth globe. Now visualize that 9 stars in the form of gods are standing in front of me. And from me, pure vibrations are going to each one. Give drashti to each one and give pure vibrations to them. Om Shanti. Once a day, we have to follow Brahma Baba in one thing. We have to follow him in everything, but one important thing. This is the difference between the practice of Baba and practice of Brahmins. Baba had lot of intoxication of future. And we Brahmins keep forgetting the future. We think future will come in future, why to bother about that? Janki Dadi shared one of her experience many years before. One day she was passing through the passage of history hall. And what did he notice? That Brahma Baba inside the hall was dancing. She enjoyed it very much. First of all, she thought not to disturb Baba. Let him dance. But then, she was looking inside. So Baba looked her. Yes, come child, come. Dadi asked Baba, Baba, you are dancing? Just see, visualize, Baba alone in the hall was dancing in joy. Baba said, yes, Janak, Baba was dancing in a happiness. What I am going to become? Narayan. Because Narayan in Indian philosophy is known as God. And we know Sri Krishna or Narayan is next to God. So lot of enjoyment. It's one philosophy of psychology too. I tell you, those who want to make progress in their lives, they can use this technique. Whatever you want to achieve in your life, listen very carefully, in laukik or in alaukik. Whatever you want to achieve, make a vision of that and feel, believe, accept that I have achieved it within 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. You can give a period of time for that. And you must be sure, if you enjoy it, just as I achieved that, it will come to you. I teach this technique to students, Laukik students. You can also teach, what is that technique? Before going to appear into any exam, 7 days before, give a vision. If you had you used to obtain 70% marks, now consider that in this exam, I will obtain 80%. If you obtain 80%, now believe that in this exam I will obtain 90%. And make a vision. Exam finished, result is out, mark sheet came in my hands and I am looking at it and my marks are 90%. Enjoy it. No doubt should be there. Sometime it's human nature to have doubt. Do you know it? Everyone has, oh, it's imagination. How can it become true? You are becoming unnecessarily happy. But no, it will become true. To many students, I taught one yukti. This is little big thing. In a higher competition in India, the highest competition is of IAS. IAS, Indian Administrative Service, for higher post in government services. So just one sister, experience of one sister. She had completed her medical course. She appeared to that exam of IAS, Indian Administrative Service. She was very much afraid of the exam. What will happen? Because 400 questions will come on the papers and in 3 hours you have to do yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. You have to choose 5 options, 1 you have to choose. She asked me. Her father, mother are very pakke Brahmins. They gave me phone and asked me what to do with her. She is very much fearful. Then I gave phone to that sister and I taught her one thing. You be sure that whatever you will prepare, the same questions will come in the exam. She was laughing, how it is possible? So I taught her, just practice, I am Master Almighty. Baba's powers are working with me. Then third thought, whatever I prepare, same questions will come into the exam. 4 papers were there, and in all 4, she got this experience. So it's a wonderful power of subconscious mind. So I was talking that Baba was dancing, and he was experiencing as if now he is Narayan. Not in future. Now he was Narayan. So same thing. Whatever you want to achieve in your life, visualize it and feel that I have achieved. Believe it with full confidence, no doubt. So we must fix up our number in golden age. Can you fix up your number in the rosary? Would you like to do it? Or okay, why to bother about number? Whatever Baba gives, we are happy with that. Some Brahmin think like this. But no, if we fix, this is my number, and we make efforts accordingly, we will reach there. Definitely we will reach there. So one exercise is to enjoy heaven every day, to enjoy our future every day, at least once. I am not here. I am in my first birth. I am there. It will become a very good experience. What is the use of this? What is the benefit of this? If once a day you go in your first birth, what will happen? All sanskaras of first birth will come in this birth. Future will become present. It will become very easy. What Baba Vaji is speaking in last season, transform your sanskaras. It was main point. Many times Baba mentioned this. Children, change your sanskaras. Make them soft. Make them divine. But many Brahmins don't know how. How to do it? If we go in golden age and feel, this is me. This is me. 20 births, 21 births, I took in this form. So that divinity, that royalty will come in this life. Therefore, this way we can understand the significance of five forms. You know, Baba emphasized a lot on five forms. I remember in Om Shanti Bhavan, for the first time many years before, Baba had mentioned in front of double foreigners that you have to remember five forms like this. I am a soul. I was a deity. I was worship worthy soul. Now I am Brahmin. I am going to become angel. That's all. Then Baba gave details later on. And I experienced, many Brahmins experience, practice of five form makes our mind stable, makes yoga very easy. Do you think so? If you do it, you can see when we wake up in the morning, normally our mind is inactive. It doesn't work because we were sleeping for 5 hours, 6 hours, so brain was inactive. So in the morning, if we remind ourselves our five form, mind will become active. Sleepy feeling will finish. We will feel that mind has become full of spiritual energy. So, experience of future will enable us to divinize our sanskaras. Another exercise. Very simple and easy technique of yoga. We have to invoke Almighty and we have to visualize. Just invite Baba, that Almighty, ocean of love, we, your sweet children, are waiting for you here. Yes, please come down. With right, give invitation to Baba. And then visualize that Almighty started to come down. Slowly and slowly He is coming down. He came over my head, became the canopy of protection over my head. Very powerful feeling. It will become seed stage, volcanic stage. One of our brother here in Madhu Gyan Sarovar, he's very jolly. He said, when I taught this technique in a group, so he told that when Baba came on my head, I hold his rage with my hands. And now I said him, you cannot go there back. Now be on my head. actually interesting. For a longer experience, we can do it. But with subtle hands, don't do like this. With subtle hands, just hold the race and ask Baba, be here forever now. Don't go. What will you do to go in soul world? You are alone there. Be with your sweet children. So let us do now this experience, very powerful. Go in soul world. Invite Baba. Oh, my most beloved Baba, O Son of Love, Almighty, we sweet children are waiting for you here. Please come down. On listening our invitation, Almighty started to come down. Now visualize it, enjoy it. That Almighty Baba slowly and slowly is coming down. His powerful rays are spreading all around. He is coming down. Came over my head, became the canopy of protection. Very powerful it is. In one message, next exercise, in one message, Baba gave these exercises. Two exercises I share in front of you. They are from Baba's message through Guljar Dadi. Many years before, once Baba gave this message, see Gyan Surya Shiv Baba in front of your eyes, here. Shiv Baba is here. His rays of purity, rays of divine virtues, rays of might, colorful rays are spreading. First visualize him. And then feel they are coming to my face. Not only in soul, but to my face. Very easy practice, very easy concentration. One another message from last 3, 4, 5 years Baba is giving at least 2, 3 times every year, this year too. The message I share you in brief, Dadi reached in subtle world. And what did she saw? That Pap Dada is standing on a hill, on a small mountain of light. Baba asked her, come here, come to me. Dadi went there on the hill. And what she noticed, that from down somewhere, the voice of crying people was coming there. People were crying in sorrow. Oh God, help us. liberate us from this sorrow. And what did Dadi notice? That from Baba's forehead, vibrations started to go out, going that direction. And gradually, those voice of crying silent. Then Baba said, you too do this way. Give sakas to the world like this. Other time Baba gave another vision that in front of you globe is there. And many sisters and brothers were standing in Baba's side. Baba asked everyone, give vibrations to this globe. Globe was black. And what did they see? That from everyone's forehead, rays were going to the globe. And gold globe's color was changing. From black, gradually it became golden. So Baba mentioned, with your vibrations, this entire world will become pure, sato pradhan, golden aged. So this is also very good yukti of giving sakas to the world. One powerful thing, very powerful. 5-6 years before, Baba mentioned in Avyakt Murli, sit on the globe. Fix up your intellect on Almighty in Param Dham. And give the vibrations of might to the world. If you do this for some minutes only, you will receive great fruit of it. Because our vibrations will liberate many souls from sorrow. Our vibrations can make or will make many stress free. Many sick people who are suffering a lot, their sufferings will become less, will finish. So it's a great, great charitable deed, punya karma. So we should also do this. Now, for 1 minute, give powerful vibrations to entire world. Feel that I am sitting on the globe. I am the master, ancestor, sustainer of the world. In Paramdham, Almighty, visualize Him. His powerful vibrations are coming down to me. And from me, from every part of my body, these powerful rays are going to entire world. This way we become lighthouse and might house. These are different exercise, interesting exercise. I would say one another thing to you, 2 thoughts of self-respect. I am a great soul and I am Master Almighty. practice of these two points of self-respect can solve all of your problems. This is the experience of many Brahmins. I share the experience of one sister. She is the principal of a big college. She gave me phone that she is very much upset, puzzled under the problems for last 18 months what to do. In job, in family life, everywhere there are problems and problems and problems. I was somewhere far away, so phone was not clear. I asked her that after 2 days I will reach to Gansarovar. You give ring me then. I will talk to you in detail. For 2 days, do these two practice. I am a great soul, I am Master Almighty. 108 times per day. So after 2 days, when I came back to Gyansarovar, he gave me ring. I asked her, what are your problems? Now you can discuss with me. And her answer was, all problems finished. I was amazed. How it is possible? I asked her again and again. You can ask me anything. No, no problem. Now, no more problem. Then I suggested her to do these two practice for 21 days. That after that you will never have any problem in your life. She did. Came to me and shared that experience that it's true. My whole life now is free from problems. So always focus on these two points. I am a great soul. Feel them, accept them. Not just repeat. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. Okay? Om Shanti. I was thinking today that it was impossible for me to come in the class. I had this night loose motion. So body tired, headache, no sleep. But I invoked Baba. You come down, give class. So thanks to Baba. Om Shanti. I would add that till Baba come, 8 days, you should practice these all things. You can divide them hourly, or in the morning, evening, all together.
I have a question on the visualization. Soul is a form, body is a form, mind is a form. So how do
you... So you should give form to mind and intellect. That in three babies, four, they are standing in front of you and talk to them. Mind, a baby, naughty baby, runs here and there. Ask him, don't run here and there now, I'm your master, it's my order. So you will enjoy it very much. Give such form. Okay? Om Shanti.